From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A very powerful aftershock struck the capital of Haiti today, frightening people who ran into the streets and pulling down what's left of many ruined buildings. The U.S. Geological Survey says this is the strongest of about 40 aftershocks, and its magnitude was 6.1. Port-au-Prince is so badly damaged from last week's tremor, no major new damage was reported today. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in the city, where he says people are scavenging for food.
The police had just pulled up in front of the supermarket, three Haitian police in a pickup truck. They haven't gotten out of their vehicle, but that has had the effect of stopping people from trying to get in. They're so outnumbered. There's probably several hundred people here, young men in bandanas. One man right in front of me has a crate of beer. Other people have clothes, plastic bags, absolutely anything that was inside this supermarket. Just utter chaos here. Completely clear the shelves. And yes, indeed, the police are just driving on. They're going to keep going up the block and not attempt to confront this crowd.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince. More relief aid is coming to Haiti, but logistics are still a problem. Ports are damaged, and the airport can only receive a limited number of airplanes. The Massachusetts senator-elect says he's ready to work and hopes the U.S. Senate will seat him quickly. Republican Scott Brown defeated his major Democratic opponent, Martha Coakley, yesterday in a special election. He'll take the Massachusetts Senate seat held for years by Democrat Ted Kennedy. Brown says his election is a powerful message but not a statement on Democratic President Barack Obama's agenda. The Commerce Department says housing starts in the United States dropped 4% in December, but the number of building permits soared by nearly 11%. Daniel Carson reports.
December's numbers seem to reflect two opposing forces, a drop in the number of housing starts, largely because of unusually cold weather, and a big jump in new housing permits. Harm Bonholtz, an economist with UniCredit Research in New York, says one of the indicators suggests the housing sector should rally in the next few months.
I think the big increase in building permits is really the most important news from the report, and it's encouraging. The increase in December, which was actually the second big increase in a row, probably points to a further increase in residential investment activity.
But a recent survey finds home builders are downright pessimistic about a recovery. They're worried about the tough competition from the glut of foreclosures on existing homes and would-be buyers who are hedging because of an anemic job market. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 190 points at 10,535. The Nasdaq is down 43 points at 2277. The S&P 500 is down 18 points. You're listening to NPR News. Pakistan's Supreme Court released its detailed judgment on the controversial amnesty law that allowed President Asif Ali Zardari to return home 2 years ago and to avoid prosecution for alleged corruption. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The Supreme Court said the nation's wealth, allegedly looted by corruption, could be recovered. The court cited the Philippines, which had won back hundreds of millions of dollars in ill-gotten gains of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos. When the court, led by Chief Justice Iftikhar Mohamed Chaudhry, struck down the much-maligned amnesty last month, it ordered the government to revive all the cases that the amnesty had forgiven. The ruling did not expressly discuss President Zardari, but like others accused of graft, he is now exposed to prosecution for charges dating to when his wife, Benazir Bhutto, was prime minister. Legal scholars say the president is immune from prosecution as long as he's in office. But the Supreme Court's lengthy judgment published yesterday made no mention of any exemption or immunity of anyone. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The president's nominee to head the Transportation Security Administration has pulled his name from consideration. Errol Southers says he does not want to be a distraction. South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint had blocked Southers' nomination, saying that he did not want TSA workers to bargain for a labor contract under Southers. But Southers also misled senators over an incident that occurred 20 years ago. Southers investigated the boyfriend of his estranged wife at that time. He later admitted to senators that he had given them incorrect information about that incident. Again on Wall Street, the Dow was down 190 points at 10,535. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.